Okay. Shalu, sir. Shalu lefnei Rebbe. Hamapeles. So we had in the Mishnah Shvir, the embryo, whatever, the skin of the baby, mole mayim, mole dam, mole gvonim is nothing. Shalu lefnei Rebbe. Hamapeles Shvir mole bosa. There is some sort of bosa there. Mahu. Omar lahem lo shamait. I don't know. Omar lefon of Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi. Kach Omar Abu. They said over two psokim from Rabbi Yosi, "Mole dam tmei nido." If that thing is full of dam, it's not leido, but it's nido. As Rashi says, the fact that it's dam there shows us that it wasn't the vlad. It's dam. Fine. Mole bosa. That's what he asked him. Tmei leido. Oh, so then Rabbi says to him, "Omale il mole dova chodosh omar talonu." Had you been telling us something new, mishum avicha, a new psak from your father, Shmanuch, I would accept it. But it's not. But you're saying over what other people said, we don't necessarily hold that way. Achshav, midohok ha-maisa ki yechido, he said two psakim. He said, shvim ole dam is tmei onido, not leido. Shvim ole bos is tmei oleido. He says, the first thing you said is a das yochid. Why? That's kesum chosom mishum remeyu. We had back here that if you find dam in a chaticha, inside the chaticha, so most of the shittas came out, it wasn't the problem. The Gemara brought sumchus mishum Reb Meir that if there's dam in the im yesh dam besoicha tmeyo im lav tahira. So the first thing you're paskining, he's looking at shvir mole dam, just like chaticha mole dam we had back in chofalafom with base. That was sumchus who said it. There were even bigger machmirim, if you remember, some said if it's red inside, revacha, but that's that shita, not like the Rabbonon, that the chaticha is nothing. So since the first thing you told me was like a yochid, ho nami, maybe the second thing you told me, that moledam is tome leido, maybe that's also, you took a das yochid, shemak Reb Yeshua omra, maybe that's like Reb Yeshua, vein alochak Reb Yeshua, meaning telling like this. Somebody asked the Shaila, what's with Shvir Mole Bos? So Rebbe says, I don't know. Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosef says, my father said two things. Shvir Mole Dam is Nido, and Shvir Mole Bos is Leido. So he says to him, listen, if you'd be telling me your father's Psochim is one thing, what's going on over here? The first thing you said is that that's Yochid, it's Sumcha, so we don't buy it. So it could well be that the second thing you said, that Shvir Mole Bos is Tome Leido, is also a Das Yochid, Rebbe Yeshua, and we don't hold that way. And what's that Shaila, the Sanya? Hamapela shvir she'enu merukim. Right now, we had an Amish that's basically not a problem. Reb Yeshua omer vlad, v'chachomim omer meno vlad. So I don't know how serious I should take what you're saying over from your father. The first thing you said was that that's your could well be the second. He's just saying according to Reb Yeshua, and we don't take that on. Now, what is that machloikis? Let's see. Tesanyu hamapela shvir she'enu merukim. Machloik is that machloik is ba'ochur, meaning there's something cloudy in there, meaning that there's bosser in there. That's the machloikis. Abu b'tzolul says Rashi, if it's just mole mayim, then there are kol ein of vlad. That's nothing to talk about. Rabbi Shua will agree what we had in the Mishnah that the mole mayim is nothing. Rabbi Yeshua and Levi Omar, no, but Tzolol Machloikis. Rabbi Yeshua, and he said, Tome later, it's even by Tzolol, even when Mole Mayim. Eboyelahu, but Tzolol Machloikis, Avabochet de Yaakov Vlad. Did he mean to say that the Machloikis of Shua Nachom is in by Tzolol, but by Ochur, where there is Bosa there? Everybody would agree it's later. O Dilmo, Bein Bozeh, Machloikis. Maybe there's a Machloikis in both. Take. So basically what's coming out here is, let's go back to our original question. What's with a Shvir Mole Bosa? It depends on this machloikis. In other words, if you say that Rabbi Yeshua's machloikis with the Chachom is by Ochur, that means even by Ochur, it's just a Das Yochid. It's just Rabbi Yeshua who said it's Tomei Leida. And we don't hold that way. If you say that other tzad, that the machloikis is B'tzol, but Ochur, everybody agrees Leida, then it'll be Tommy even to us. That's how they understand that what Rebbe meant to say. Shema, what do you mean Shema Rebbe Yeshua? He himself was Masupak in this Shaila. That's what Rebbe told him, Shema Rebbe Yeshua. Maybe he's going, what do you mean maybe he's got Rebbe Yeshua? What's happening here? Explains to us, he's Masupak Gufa in this Shaila. In the dark case was a case of Och, Molida. Rebbe was Mesupik in that Shaila. Rebbe Yeshua and Chachomim are Mechuluk in Ochur, which means Rebbe Yeshua says Molidam is later, but we don't. Oh no, maybe it's talking like the other pshat, that the Machloikis is by Tzolo, but Ochur everybody agrees, in which case we would have to take it on. That's what he meant, Shema. He's himself Mesupik in what's happening later. Okay, now. But at this point, we're going to this machloik. Is it betzolol or is it ba'ocher? No, did Rav Shua go that far as to say that a shvir mole mayim, doi Rashi learns, will be tomei tumas leida? Now let's just understand one thing here. If we say he said it by ochur, then he's not saying that the shvir in the skin, I don't know what you call it, is what makes the tumas leida. What he's saying is, since there's some sort of bosser in there, the svar is that bosser was a child that got malformed, whatever it is, got messed up on the way out. If he says that shvir mole mayim is talking to Muslaver, then he's saying the shvir itself, for the shvir itself we sometimes consider as a vlad, which is a much bigger chiddush. So now that's what I was going to try and prove is not true. Which way? Meisve. Interesting limud. Ezu dorash Reb Yeshua ben Chananya. Vayas Hashem alekim lo odom ule ishtoi. Kosnois or vayalbishem milame shein hakodesh baruch hu oisa or leodom elohim kein noitzar. That or is only the or is only after the person is created. Meaning the or is a choshev a thing. Now, what in the world is the raya over here? It's not clear at all, because the poshut of pshat in this pasuk is kosnois or is not talking about the skin of people. Kosnos or is what the kosnos were made out of. We're not talking about the or b'chol. So that Taisus points out we're going with the targum. The targum teaches that posuk. Oh boy, levusha yikor al mesh yet kosom attack. I mean al meshech b'sreyei. The targum says that posuk over there al meshech b'sreyei on their skin. There's kosnois, the Targum Taichis is levusha de yikor, malbusha yikor, on their skin. Now, it's cutting it. It's like it, the posuk said, vayasam keep kosnois for the or. That's how they read. That's how the Targum is reading it. So, explains the Rosh, once you read it, that's also not so clear what the rhyme is, but once you read it that way, you see that or odom, I read, kosh, iko yitzios on the b'or. With the totally kosnos b'or ha'odom. What the pasuk say, made a levush for the or ha'odom. Made a levush for the person. You see the Torah is somehow being madgish that the ikar is the or ha'odom. So from there, he's seeing, now, shvir is or ha'odom. The shvir is this, I don't know what it seems to be, the or without anything inside of it, but it's the or ha'odom. So he took out from there that shvir is something. So the Torah says like this, if you're telling me he meant it by ochur, right? Then it's not the pshat, it's the shvir that's doing the trick. A shvir mole bosser, misvara, I say that bosser inside is the vlad. It's not the shvir, is the vlad. So what do you know the posuk for that? I mean, it's a svara, what's inside the shvir? If you tell me he came up with a new thing, that even soul, meaning shvir mole mayim, which is nothing, is a vlad, then what is he saying? Then he's saying that the skin itself is a vlad. That already makes sense, he's taking out of the posuk. Whatever the posuk means, it's exactly a kosu that the or is the ikir. So I have or of a person. Without a person, it's called a person. That's what Gemara says. Melamich and the kosh buch ois or lo od melkim noitzer almo be or talia milsa loishna ocha loishna tzolol. It's the or is the crucial factor here. So he says like this. Iyamet bishlam ubit solul machloikes. If you're telling me the machloikes by tzolol, meaning that the Yeshua was metame even by tzolol, okay, that's why I need a pasuk, because he's coming up with a new thing which Misvarai would have never said, that basically an empty skin full of water is a vlad, meaning the skin itself is the vlad. Okay, that's why I need a pasuk. That's not what he said. Pure skin wouldn't be a vlad. All he said was that if there's or that has bosser in it, then mistaber, that bosser was a vlad. So lomali kor svarabam, that's a svar already. But he brings a pasuk. El shmamino betzolul machloikes shmamino. From this we have a raya lechura that the Yeshua went all the way and is with tami even tzol. Okay, that's very interesting. Now we're going to backtrack. It's unusual gemara. Who said that before? Like Reb Oshia, Rishon Ben Oshia. Going back to that, which we already knocked it out, but we're coming back. You'll see that it'll be reinstated soon. Machlokes ba'ocher, but tzol divrei hakoil ein vlad. Okay, that's like I was going to ask another kash on that. Eisvei Rovel Rabnach. Elo Amru, this is Bechoyris. Simen Vlad Bibahemodako Tinuf. We say Simen Vlad, we mean to say that something happened to this animal, right? Then a year later she had a baby. Can we consider that baby born a year later a Bechor or not? So the Gemara says, that's a Brisa says, Bibahemodako Tinuf. If Tinuf came out from the animal, that's considered a Vlad, meaning the next one is not a Vlad, not a Pchor. What is Tinuf? Some sort of discharge. I have an English word for that. Something comes out after the Yitzhak, it's a Vlad, and we assume, what? It's a discharge. We assume is the Vlad. It happens right after the Yitzhak. We assume that there was fertilization, but didn't take it, and it came out. Okay, that's by Bemadak. Begasa, what's the simon? Shilya. If a shilya came out, like we said, shilya v'lo vlad. So if a year later, baby is born, that baby is not a pchor. Be'isha, shvir v'shilya. Oh, in an isha, if she had once a shvir or a shilya, the next child is not a pchor. Now note, that's said by isha, but not by behema. That means a shvir is a child by an isha, but not by a behema. That's what it sounds like. Because he says, by a behema, Doc Tinov does the trick. By a Bema Gasa, Shilya does the trick. By a Isha, Shvir or Shilya. So apparently by a Behema, Shvir doesn't count. Right? Let's see. E Amrit. But you claim the Machloik is only by Ocher, not by Tzol. Says they want the same Chesh. E Amrit. Embishlo by Tzol Machloik is. Right? Which means that Rabbi Yeshua meant a Shvir at Tzol. Also is a Vlad. And why is that? It's if there's a Kosov of some sort, right? Mishum Hochi, I understand. Where's the Kosov? The Kosov is by people. So then I understand. Isha the Rabbi Bokro, Pota Boshvir. Bivahema the Lo Rabbi Kro, Lo Pota Boshvir. I understand it because Shvir, you're telling me now, it's not a Svar. It's like there's a Kosov that the skin, the ore itself, was called a Vlad. Where was the Xeris Kosov said? By Vayaslam Kosas or by Abishim, only by an other. So then it's very good. That's why he considers, that price happens to be Rabbi Yeshua. That's why he considers, what do you call it, Shvir, a Simon Vlad, by an Isha, but not by a Behemoth. But if you say the Machloik is by Ochur, Eliyam, Bochum Machloik is, what do we say? That's just a Svara, that since his boss are in the Shvir, we look at it like a Vlad. So what's the difference to Isha or Behemoth? Why shouldn't it count by Behemoth too? Michli Svarahu. Maishno Isha, Maishno Behema. Gutaina means, you got it? If it's something new from Xeris HaKosov, I can understand. Xeris HaKosov was said by people, not by animals. If you tell me just Svora, Shvir, more like boss, he looks at like there's something in there. What's the difference? Isha or Vlad? So, the Gemara, no, it's Takabu Ochum. But you're making a mistake. You understood that Rabbi Yeshua says that if it's Mole Bosser, he's certain that it was a Vlad. He's not certain, he's Masupri. Me savis Rabbi Yeshua mifshat poshit lei Rabbi Yeshua svuki mesapkele veozel hachal lachumra vehachal lachumra. So now let's figure out what's going on here. What did we say? We said by an isha, if she has a shvir, then the next one is not a pchor. Avada not, because look, I mean, what is it a pchor that he has to pay $5? So of course, you go lachumra, you won't have to pay. It's a suffix. But what's by a behema? A shvir came out. You want to say this is not a pchor? He have to go to chumer the other way because there's isurim on the behemah. It's an isagiz of avoida. So therefore, by behemah, they're talking it's not a simon. Meaning the next one is a pchor. Like I want the isagiz of avoida. Like I opinion, I've been a person. It's not a pchor. I don't have to pay. Like I be tumas isha. I've had to go to chumer. Then again, it's the chumer. It's masupi. Gabe isha, meaning isha there in pchoris. I say the next one's not a pchor, meaning what? The mamonu, sofek mamonu lakula. But I say it's not a pchor. Gabay behema, to say it's not a pchor is a child of yisurim. There's isa gizav avoida there. The yisurahu, the ikal gabay gizav avoida, sofek yisur lachumra. And I say the shvir was not, and this one is the pchor. Ehochanami gabay isha, but gabay all problems of tumo, sofek tumo lachumra. Frank, do you understand? How could you say it's a sofek? He got it from a pasuk. Which is basically the kasha we asked before. If you got it from a pasuk, it's even by tzol. So the gemara mimasabkalev or kroko amar midrabon across machta ba'alma. That's a svara. The whole thing. It's you figured it out. It's a svara. The pasuk stam doesn't mean much, and that's the answer to the basho point. That's the answer to the previous kasha too. We prove for the fact that he brought a pasuk, he must be talking by tzol, because by ocher he wouldn't need a pasuk. So I know ganami doesn't have a pasuk. The pasuk's not smachta. Fine. It's a confusion. We're not clear at all what Rabbi Yeshua said. That's the truth. So what we do l'dina? Omalei Rav Chanina bar Shalmi alei Rav. What we do at a Shvom alei Bozo? What should I do here? Oh, Rabbi. Here I have Rabbi who said, I don't know. Rabbi said, Lo Shomaiti. Then I have Rabbi Shulba Rabbi Yossi who said, Molei Bozo t'mei aleid. Then I have Rabbi Yishio. Rabbi Yishio who said that the Machloikes was the Ochur, which means that we all like the Rabbanon, even by Ochur, will say it's not Tomei. The Horeb Yeshua ben Levi. Reb Yeshua ben Levi says the Machloikis is by Tzol, which could well mean that Ochur we do agree is Tomei. And it could, and you might have Reb Yeshua and Tzol. So Mar, Keman, Svirle. What do you hold? What do you spread to the Maisa? Kama v'kama possibilities here. Omalei, Ani Oimir, Echot Zev, Echot Zein, Echot Sheshes, there's no lay there. Meaning, Rav understood that the Tzol will forget about. Nobody ever said it. The Machloikis is by Ochur, and we pass like the Rabbonah. So it comes out, Sai Tzol, Sai Ochur. There's not too much later. There's nothing to talk about. That's the most liberal sheet. Shmuel Omar, Fakert. Echot Zeh, Choy Sheshes. Meaning he's going all the way. That it could be the Machloikis is by Tzol, and it could be we have to take on Rabbi Yeshua, Lechumra. So he's on the opposite extremes. Rav says, even Ochor, forget about it, there's nothing to talk about. Shmuel says, even by Tzolol, it's Chosheshes. The Ozdosh, now, we'll soon see later, doesn't mean it's Vada, it'll be solving, but it's Chosheshes. Ozdosh Shmuel Taimei, the Chiosa Rav Dimi, Omar, Mei Oilom Lo Dochu Shvir Ben Ardor. Nardor was Shmuel's place. They never were Matar a Shvir in Ardor. That's because that's what it's saying. Shmuel holds. Even Tzol, which is the worst case scenario in that sense, Mole Mayim, he was Ibatame that. So Zok the River Aport in Ardu, they never were Matar Shvir, not Matar Shvir ever. Lebar, except one case. Meahu Shvira, the Osul Kami, the Shul, he once brought a Shvir to Shmuel. The Monach Alechuta Saira Mehagisa, he put a hair on this side. The Chazi Mehagisa, he saw right through it. It was perfectly clear. He says, okay, that obviously is nothing in there. That's perfectly clear. Omar im Isa de Vlad, had there been some sort of a Vlad, it would not have been that Zig. My problem is transparent. Look at Rashi. Zig. Tzol. Not that transparent, it can't be. Even from Machmir by Tzolol, that is ridiculous. There's nothing here. Okay, so we're coming out with Dina. A very wide Machloikis over here. Extreme. And Rav goes that Tzolol, nobody ever said it. The Machloikis is the Svaradik of Machloikis in Ochor. We all like the Rabbanon. So it comes out, Sai Tzolol, Sai Ochor. Shvish Yesh, but Bossers is Torah. Finish, not talk about it. Shmuel's Machmir all the other way. He's Choshesh that Rabbi Yeshua said it even by Tzolol. And then he's Choshesh Ladina for Rabbi Yeshua. So he's always Choshesh. Any Shvir, except for this magical Shvir, that there was nothing in it. Okay. We don't. We don't give a toya. It's chashash. It's only chashash. Ain't lo toya. It's chashash. He's not going by. It's chashash. I think I'm just going to spell it out and let on base. Okay. Now, the Mishnah said, this is all Shvir Shena Merukim. It doesn't have a form baby in it yet. There's no feet, there's no form there. But Imhoye Shvir Merukim, Teshev Lezochel in a Keva. Then it's Zichav Lot. It's probably at an early enough stage we can't tell the Zachos and the Nakvah. So we go both ways. Vos Heis Merukim. Imhoye Merukim, Tone Rabbonim, Ezu Shvir Merukim, Avashulim, Etchilas Biryoso, Meiroishoi. That's amazing. It sounds like it starts from the head, and there happens to be a steer here because Abishol himself in the Soita says the baby starts developing from the Tabor, but we'll leave it for a second. And this is what it looks like at the very beginning. Shtei Einov ki shtei tipin shelzov. Shelzvuv, I'm sorry. The two eyes are like eyes of a fly, small. Tony Repchi and Muruchokim Zemize, and they're separated. Shnei Choitman, the nostrils, Kishtei Tipin Shulzvov, Tony Repchi, Umukurov Zelazet. Upiv Mosuach, Kichuta Sairam. Ugvioso, the Zachris, the Aver, is Kaadashi. Vimoiso Nikevo is Nikeris, Nidoino, Kisoira Lorkos, like a slit, like a soil. Now we have to be careful, Rashi has right away. You're describing to me here in a Shvir Merukim, the Zachris and the Nakris. The Mishnah says Teishev Lezochel and a Keva. Apparently, you can't tell it. So I said that's one step earlier. No, there could be Shvir Merukim. You can't yet see the Zochel and the Keva, but you can have. There's a next step. You would be able to see it. Okay. V'chituch Yodayim V'raglayim Ein Loy. There's not yet the limbs. Basically, you have the head, a very fuzzy kind of head. That's for eyes. That's for the nose. And some sort of marking for the Zachris or the Nakris. But there's no chituch evorim yet. That's already called shvir merukim. The very beginning of the development of the embryo. The all of mefurish bekabolo halok cholov tati cheni. That's the zera is called cholov. The kigvina takvieni. It's the cheese became like cheese solidified. Then orubosa talbisheni. Vatzomus vegin tesochecheni. Basically, you see that the or and the bosa came before. That's Somas Vigidin. That's what I'm saying. This Shvir already has not Somas Vigidin. It has not Evorim yet. It just has Oren Boss of some sort. V'chesed osisi modif kudoscho shomra ruchi. V'en boikin oisim b'mayim. And you want to check it, I guess you want to clean it out. You don't put it in water. Shamayim azim v'tordin oso. M'machim, it'll make it dissolve. Elabotkin oso b'shem. Shashem en rach u'metzach tzachof. Again, it'll make it, like it shall be easy to see what's going on. Vein roen elo b'cham. We should look in the sunlight. Ketzad boit ginoisoi. Ketzad boit ginoisoi. Kid amin, like we just said, shemen, whatever. Elo b'me boit ginoisoi. What are you checking for? Leida im zochuhu im nekevi. How do you do that? Abishor bar nash, ramla abishor bar ramash. Omer, maybe kisem, a little toothpick, a splinter. Shiroish cholok, you don't want to puncture anything here. Umenaneya beoisoy mokoy. Im misach seich, if the kisem, it says you bring it up in that mokim. If the kisem gets hit by something, that means that's a gid. So it's a zoch. So im lav, it goes right through. Then it's in a cave. Im lav biyodua shen a cave ohi. Omrem nachan rabbuah loy shonu elamatam amayli. You're moving a kisem up. So then, if you don't hit anything, that's the stock of the nakvus. If you hit something, then it must be some sort of beginning of a gid there. Avol min atzodim, if you go on the sides, the kisim could get stuck in by the cave or by hitting the kaisel beis, the very primitive kaisel beis orechem. Avol min atzodim, maybe kaisel beis orechem then. Okay. Amar avada barahav etonim hoisin the cave and idoni kisoyre seduka. This is basically what we said before. It means it's like a soyre and it's got a crack in it. In other words, you have that little crack there. We say it's in a cave. Maskevor Rav Nachman. How do you know it's in a cave? Aduma chutzel beitzim ninu. Maybe that's the crack. That's mavdil between the two beitzim. Maybe it's a zocher, and you're getting that. You know what you call that in English? That which divides the two beitzim. Omar Abay beitzim. There's no beitzim yet on this thing. Forget about the chutzel beina beitzim. Omar Abay hash the beitzim gufaylo yidir. The beitzim are not nicker yet. We're before that stage. Chutzel beitzim yidir. Not worried about the chutzel beitzim. I don't have beitzim on this thing yet. So if you have at that area some sort of a crack and you get through it with a toothpick, so it's in a cave. Okay. Omer Avamram, Tona, Bezi Rechoysov, describing this very beginning. The two legs, thighs, kebez chutim shel zuhuris. Like two strings of zuhuris, a type of wool, a red wool. The Omer Avamram, Allah kishel Erev. This is like the Erev. You know, when they did the weaving, you had the chassis strings were laid out, and you shot through the Erev this way. So Rashi says the Erev strings were a little bit thicker than the chassis strings. So the two legs of this fetus are like two strings of Erev. Describe the two. Obviously, the legs will be dropped thicker than the arms, so the two legs are like an Erev string, and the two arms are like a Shesed string. Okay. Amalei Shmuel or Rabbi Yehuda Shinin, as we said, the sharp one, whatever. In point of fact, Halacha Lamaisa, he says, Loi Tavid Uvda. Don't make it a vlad vadai, ad sheyasir, until there's hair there also. Okay, now we have a shtickle problem. He's killing, he's limiting him, said, whatever it is, wait till this hair gets grit to make sure you have an embryo there. Shmuel was the big machmir before. He said before, Shvim Olay Mayim, you have to be Choyish Shvim for 2 months later. Now he's going the other way. Don't do anything until it's got hair. That's a much further step. So that's what he said. When he said, he meant Sofik. Here he means, don't, and you don't get Yemetoya. He said, don't make it a Vadai until you have hair on the embryo. Now we come to the interesting thing. That means Shmuel himself was mesupuk in these embryos. Still he had hair. He wouldn't commit himself that it's zikha of lot. I mean, he was mesupik. Again, that's what sounds like going on over here. Remember the mesapkele le Shmuel? Shmuel was the expert in the world in developmental stages of embryos. Look at this. This is Mary, they got mice here. Rahu Shapira, not Shapiro, Shafiro, but anyway. The asoy le kame de mashmuel, they brought a shriya to Shmuel. Omar looked at it, and he said, "Ho bar arboin v'chad yoimu." This is a 41-day shvir. He pinned it to 41 days. Now, Akitegach is sure of himself. V'choshev mi yoimu do ozlo l'tfilo arayu yoimu. Then they went back, and they saw that from when she went to the mikveh till now is 40 days. He was so sure that this embryo was a 41-day embryo that he pinned the husband and said, "You're a boil nida." That's how sure he was. They beat him up. He was moide. So the Gemara says, how could you tell me that Shmuel was choishesh? He was super. He pinned it to the day. He knew exactly what was going on over here. Zog the Gemara, shiny Shmuel the Rav Guvri. Shmuel himself had some sort of know-how, but nobody else did. So the Psak Halacha, he said, was Choshesh till Seir, and after there's a body. He himself probably would have passed in different, because he could pin it mamish to the day. But he had a special zach in that. Nobody else had it. Okay. So, what's the vada? No, this is not here. This is Boser and Sol, Ocher and Sol over here. This is Ocher and Sol. Okay, my pella sandal. Now, what's sandal? Sandal always comes out with a knot of vlad. Sandal never comes by itself. The way the Chazal understood it, there were twins here, and one smashed the other one. The sandal always comes out. It looks like a piece of nothing, but it was. We are going that it's a vlad, and it was smashed. Oh, so it says like this. Turn up on a sandal doimel adag shel yam betchiloso. Vlad huel shenietzav. There was a fish that's called sandal. There was a fish that's called sandal. It looks like that. Reb Shim Gamliel Amos sandal doimel loshin shel shor agodl, which basically means pon of tuchos. It has no tsuras ponim on it. Meshum Rabo Seinu Eidu sandal tsuras ponim. Okay, that's a big nafkemin. I mean, do you need a tsuras ponim to consider it a vlad or not? Reb Yehuda Meshum Halacha sandal tzoruch tzuras ponim. That's a cool. Reb Adar Reb Yezir Reb Yitzchak sandal tzoruch tzuras ponim. Vafilu me'achayrav. Even if the tzuras ponim is like on the back, it's like the head is spun around. That's also good enough. Moshe li odom she sotar es chaveiro yema zetz a smack in the face, and he has the ponim la'achayrav. He spun his head around. Okay. Oh, v'mei Reb Yanai bikshu letayres a sandal she'in lo tzuras ponim. They wanted to do basically like these Rabboseinu, that since it didn't have a tzuras ponim, they wanted to be metaret. Omelem Rabbi Yanai, slow down, tihartem es havlodis. You make a mistake. A sandal is a vlad, even without a tzuras ponim. Ay, frag, dimova tanya mishum Rabboseinu, idu sandal tzoro tzuras ponim. Omer Rabbibi barabaya, Omer Rabbi Yechon, me'edusel shereb nechemi nishnis mish, that's a das yoke. That mish price that says, Rabboseinu Idu, that was aids of one person, Reb Nechemia, to Das Yochud, we don't take it on. We don't need to respond. Omer Reb Zeira, Zocha Bo Rav Bibi B'Shmaitzei. Reb Bibi was Zoicha to say this over. The truth is, both of us were there when it was said. Da'anov, who have a vina, yasvina, kamed, Reb Yochanan, ki omer lo ha'shmaitzei, Both I and Rav Bibi were sitting there when Rabbi Yochanan said this blast, that Merav Aseinu was at Asyok, we don't have to take it on. And he was zeicha to say it over. He got the memra. I could have said it too, but I was checking my watch at the point. Anyway, he said it first, zochabo. Okay, now we come to an interesting problem here. You're telling me now, what does it say in the Mishnah? Hamapela sandal, teshiv lezocharul in the cave. Meaning I have to reckon with the sandal as if it's a vlad. The sandal always comes out with another baby. So she said, anyway, tell me to us later. What importance is it to say that the sandal's machayiv later? There's another baby always there. Loma hiskiru sandal. Valoein sandal shenim of vlad. Zogdi Gemara, you're right. It depends. If the other baby is a nekeva, you're right, it's irrelevant. Because she's got 14 days tumah and 66 days tyra. It doesn't matter. If the sandals is a nekeva, it's a replica. And if the sandals is a zohar, it gets subsumed in that. But if the baby's a zohar, then the sandal plays a role. Because the sandal might just be a nekeva. In which case, I have to give him chumas nekeva. That's the next teretz. See. Oh, Frank Digger Lemon, excuse Sandal, well, ain't Sandal Shenim of Lad. Idi Sald in a cave of Bahadei Hochanami. Or am I asking in this Yalit Zocher Bahadei? What's the mile of this Pshat? Because he have a Chiddush already. Like the Maram says, another problem here. Besides, what's the difference? What's the Chiddush? You tell me Teshev Lezochel in a cave. Once you tell me the Sandals of Lad, obviously you have to go Zocher in a cave, Dick. He said, not so simple. Ma'ud is saying, Mo, what are you telling me? The baby's a Zohar and a Machmir the sandals of the Keva. Maybe that can't be. Maybe that can't be. Look, Ma'ud is saying, Mo, Hov Omer Abitzu Barami, Isho Mazraz Trilo, you'll let a Zohar. Ish Mazriya Trilo, you'll let us the Keva, Midoho Zohar and Ami Zohar. There's a twin conception over here. So was he Mazriya Trilo or she Mazriya Trilo? Ich will geken Zohar. That either one, but you can't have twins. Interesting Gemara. You can't have twins, one boy and one girl. Are they able to get made? So I have a sandal. I don't know what it is. I assume it's a zocher. Says the Gemara, nay, kamash melon, certainly not. Eimo shneim hisriu bivasachas. I zocher behind the cave. It could be such a thing. What? Dovoracher. What she wanted to say. Let's even assume the Aletus the cave. It is still a difference between the sun, that the sandal plays a role. Why? If the day changes. Meaning the cave was born a minute before the Shkia. The sandal came out the next day. Right, then you're gonna have differences in your cheshbonis. Shim Taylor the cable of the Shia Sachamo Vasanda Lacha Shia Sachamo Moina Trilas Nidalarishan Utrilas Nidalachman explains Rashi. Let's say the first one was in the cable, right? So the cable was born on day one. Now you come to day 80. That's the end of Toya. On day 81 she sees. Right? She sees on day 81. On day 88 she sees. What is that dam on day 88? That's Zovo. Because day 81 is the first day of Nidus. 81 to 87 is Nidus. Day 88 is Ziva. For that Riyah of day 88, she only sits one day. She's over Ktana, she's Shemeres Yom, Labada Yom. But if the sandal is a Vlad, he was born the next day. That means that day 88 is day 87. That's Nidus. She has to sit a whole week. And you say, you can make Nafkamina. They have to tell you, Rashi, it's not a Nafkamina. Nafkamina is in the days, Poshut. Simple nafkamina. The 15 days of, when are the 14 days of Tumah? The sandal, the cave came out on Sunday. The sandal came out on Sunday night, right after the Shkia. Okay, so you got one more day of Tumah, you have 14 days. Also, the cave should be finished 14 days later. Also, this one is 15 days later. It's called Mintos, whatever. Fair enough. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow night. We have to see about tomorrow night. I don't know. All right. Okay, we'll see. Sandal de Tanan gabi pchoiris lemay hilchisa. Yeah, the Gemara says over there that I'm appella sandal habo achrov. Right, is sandal. So the one that comes after it, like we learned before, is a pchorla nachlo, because the sandal gabi nachlo doesn't count slodov olov. But it's not a kol koyin because the sandal is poiter as horech. Correct? Yeah. Reg the mola my hilchasa. funny thing, what do you mean, Lamai Hilchasa? So Rashi explains, because we thought it meant Habo Achor, the next baby. She had a sandal today, then she has a baby a year later. So you're telling me the baby a year later is not a Pchol HaKoyin. Why? Because the sandal parted the Rechem. It is a Pchol HaNachlo, because the sandal doesn't count legabe that. What's the difference? You have the other baby that was born with the sandal. What are you telling me? This is not a Pchol HaKoyin because of the sandal. It's not a Pchol HaKoyin because you had a baby with the sandal. And the other half is even worse. How could this be a Pchol HaNachlo? She had a baby a year ago. So what's going on over here? And for the Gemara, the words are missing. We don't mean Abo Akhrab over there. We mean Abo Akhrab, this one that came with it. The sandal. In other words, what we're saying over here is that the sandal accomplishes that if it's born before the one it's born with, right? The sandal came out first, and then the other one, not a year later. This one, it's pair. The sandal came out first, so then that other one is not a Pchol HaKoyin. Because the sandal is called the Petarechem, but that one is called the Pchol HaNachlo. Because even though the sandal was born first, it's not Libo Dobo, all of it can't live. So Legabe Yerusha, it's not called the Pchor. Sandal, the Tanan Gabe Krisis, the Mishnah Krisis says, and on a sandal, she's Mevi'a Korban V'Nechel. L'mayil Chesu. What's the difference? She had another baby. She has to bring a korban later. What do I care about the sandal? She had twins, basically. She had twins. So she's chayiv a korban later. So what do you have to tell me? A sandal's mechayiv a korban. The other baby's mechayiv a korban. Yeah, the Gemara is interesting here. Shem teled vlad derech doifan. The sandal derech rechem. That's what I'm telling you. A real fluky birth. It's a sandal with a real baby. The baby was a cesarean. The baby came out through the wall. The sandal came out of normal birth. Now, a yotze doifen, we hold that a yotze doifen is not called leida. You don't bring a korban leida on a yotze doifen. So here you have an afkamina that the sandal is mechayev a korban leida. And if you're asking me, every sandal has a baby with it. So of course you chayev a korban leida. No, the baby with it came out through the doifen. It wasn't mechayev a korban leida. The sandal is mechayev a korban leida. Tregemor, that's good. The Maisa Korban, that's good according to us. In the first mission, the fifth parak, we say that Yetzir Doifen doesn't bring, because it says Viyolda, that's like called a Leda. Reb Shimon has a Pasuk, he holds even a Yetzir Doifen brings a Korban Leda. So according to him, what's the difference? Ula Reb Shimon, Doma Yetzir Doifen, Vlad Malyuans, Vchayiv Korban, my equal a Meimar. So what relevance is it to say that the sandal is Vchayiv Korban Leda? Yechayiv a Korban Leda as the other baby, even if it came out through the Doifan? Like Gemara, doozy boy. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, Shim Teled Vlad B'Yesav Eres Kechov V'Sandal Achash In His Gairo The Maisa Korban A Sandal. You had a case. She had twins. The first, she was a Goya. The first one was born as Aaron a Goya. She made a quickie Geiris, and then the sandal came out. So the sandals were Chaykin. Tell me, it's Kekorban later for the other. That was born when she was a Shiksa. So again, you have an Afkemina. What? Don't ask me how they did it. They did it fast, that's for sure. The Maisa Korban, a sandal. Oh. Omrua Rabbonon Kamedraf Popo. These answers, meaning either one came Rechemdik and one came Doifendik, or one came before the Gairis, one came after the Gairis. Umi is now Lahani Shenuye. How could the whole thing be? But Tanya Kishen Yoitsu, when they come out the sandal and it's fair. And Yoitzin Elo Kruchin, meaning wrapped together. Understood the Gemara, they come out together. So you couldn't have had a Geirus in between. You also, not be a difficult thing that one shooting out the Doifin and one shooting out the Rechem. They seem to come out, not Mama stuck, but not attached, but wrapped together or holding on to each other. Okay, so what Gemara say? Omar Rovo, Omar Popo, Shmami no. From the fact that you see you could have a delayed reaction, you could have a difference between the two, that when we said kruchen, we didn't mean the two of them were lined up like this, holding each other. Then it's a positive, then they're coming out together. Shmamino michrach korach levlad lesandal apalge. Which means what? It means the vlad, the roisha vlad. They're not like this. The Rosh HaVlad is like stuck in the middle of the sun. It's like this. They're not lined up like this. They're like this. This is the Vlad. His head is like in the middle, let's call it, of the sandal. Okay. Now what happened here? Mikrach korach le Vlad le sandal apalge umishalchef le klape reishe. It's pushing it with its head. That's what it looks like. Something like this. Okay? Now, so let's see what happens here. Gabe Pchoiris, the case in Pchoiris, we want an afkamina. So there we have to have it. We have to have it that the sandal came again. By Pchoiris we needed. That the sandal came first. We want the sandal coming out first by Pchoiris to tell me that Vlad is not a Pchor L'Koyin, yes Pchor L'Nachma. So we have to have it that the sandal came out first. That's talking on Sheyotzu Derech Roshayim, the sandal Kodim V'Nofik. It came out head first. So the sandal came out first because they're like this. So the real baby's head is pushing the sandal out. If they came out this way, the baby would have been born first. Since they came out this way, but they're not wrapped this way, but they're wrapped this way. So when it comes out head first, the sandal is going to be born first. By Krisis, we're talking the other way. By Krisis, Sheyotzu Derech Margaloi Seyem, they came out this way. Vlad, oh, it was a Derech Margaloi Seyem. Vlad is Bechiyuso. You don't have to have it that way. It doesn't have to be this way. It could be even this way. But when they come out head first, make it that's as bad, more like this. This one's head is up against the middle of this one's. So if they're born head first, the sandal will come out first. If they're coming out this way, then. Hold on. Krisis Yotzer Derech Margalos Seyem, the Vlad Kodim Vinofik. Then the Vlad will come out first. Again, let's make it simple. We thought they were lined up like this. They're not. They're lined up like this, with the head of the good one pressing against this. So if they're coming out head first, the sandal will be born first. If they're coming out breech, legs first, then the baby will be born first. Okay. Let's get simple. Now. Rav Huna bat Achliv Mishmei the Rova Mafilu Teim Mitzumtzum. I can make it the way we thought. They are Mitzumtzum. They're taka lined up. I still get your difference. Again, I need by Bechoris that the sandal should be born first. I need by Krisis the baby should be born first. Baby should be born with the goy. The Epoch Shmeitz. I'll turn it around. Before I told you that Bechoris was head first and Krisis was feet first. Now we'll flip it around. Pchoiris, they came out breech, legs first. So now they're coming out together. But you assume they come out together and come together. They don't. The live baby will come out first. Why? Vlad is bechiyuso sorich. It slides out. By Bechoiris, what do we want born first? Forget, we want the sandal born first. The sandal will come out first. Because the live baby, there'll be resistance. Sorry, will hold on. The dead baby is going to slide right out. So even though they're like this, the sandal will slide right out. Sandal, the less Bechiyusa Shorik. I'm sorry, we skip. Vlad is Bechiyusa, the Lebedika Sorik. Vloinofik, it grabs on, it gets stuck. And she says, Oiches biyod of Lamaila, Venom of Malot. Yeah, like every birth, there's resistance. Babies don't zoom out like that, usually. Sandal, the lesbech, he's talking about a dead piece of meat, basically. Shorik, it'll slip right out, Vinofik. So then, the sandal will be born first. That's Bechiris. Gabe Krisis will make it Sheyotzu Derech Roshayim. Now, what happened here? They came out head first. We want the baby coming out first. Why? Vlad is Bechiyusa. What's the din in later? When is it called born? Either Roiv the Guf or the head. The head coming out is the Leidah. Says the moment they come out head first, the Lebedika baby's head is called a Leidah. The sandal not. because Rashi is such a symbol, but Shmuel says in Prayers, Ain Roish Poita bin a fallen. In a dead baby, the head is not called a ladle. So that is very good. If they came out head first, even they came out together, the live baby will be called born first. Because the live baby is born as soon as the head gets out of there. The what? I get it, even with the struggling, the head will get out before the whole body. I mean, not going to be that much of a delay. We got to get its head out before the whole body of the other one. What? It's a slowdown. How much are you going to slow it down? No, even with the head. But so what? What do you mean? No. Right. Right. Yes, there's a sun that will come out a little bit. Yeah, not the whole body though. It'll come out ahead like this. The sandal, but the sandal's not called born until the whole sandal gets out. Frame like this. So it's like this. Then you're gonna get a delay. You're right. But immediately the delay. It's like immediately. So it goes like this. So the sandal's head is out, but it's not born yet. Now comes out the head of this, but the head. It's not that much delay that this whole thing will go out before anything goes out here. You'll get the head of that one out before the whole thing of that one. This bechiyusim in the Norfolk ratio, have you laid a sandal the Norfolk rube? Yeah, the whole body. You need roif haguf because Rashi says we're going ain roish poit de benefolim. The truth is that it's not true. The Gemara rejects ain roish poit de benefolim. Tosis says it's different. And a real nafil, there will be a roish. But here you're talking about a sandal that has no roish. It has no head. So if someone has no head, certainly you can't call the latest a roish. You need rover whatever the thing is.